While players and coaches prepare for the divisional round of the playoffs, the Broncos scouting department is hard at work behind the scenes, preparing for the future of the team.
And the depth that we go with the scouting now is not only them as players, but also the character side of it. So there's a lot of work that has to be done. We're very lucky in the fact that we have 8 tremendous scouts that work very hard in trying to track these guys down, get tape on them, find out what kind of people they are.
The way we look at it, John and I tell the staff, you know, we want to start big. We want to build the board up. And we'll bring it down, in terms of who fits for us. There's character concerns out there. There's guys that don't fit for us that may fit for another team. And we just continue to whittle that down to the point where we identify the guys by draft time that we think can help our football team.
Preparation for this year's draft started last March. After months of work, the personnel department, led by Matt Russell, is now in what they call the cross-check phase.
Every area scout will vacate their area at this point and take on a position. They'll watch everyone we have draftable at each position. They'll compare them. They're comparing apples to apples. And that helps us, again, start to narrow the focus. They'll take some of those lower-tier guys, and they'll move them to what we call the backboard, which is the free agent board. And, again, it just continues to narrow the focus until we get to the combine, and then we'll continue to narrow it from there.
This year-round process is now entering into crunch time. With college all-star games and the Senior Bowl coming up, plus, the scouting combine is just 6 weeks away.
What's this time of year like for you? Because you got the team that's playing now, and then you got to be looking forward. How do you balance your time?
Well, I'm really kind of involved in everything. And so I kind of look at, you know, obviously what we have now and any adjustments we may need to make to the roster on Monday and Tuesday. But then we also look at some free agents, and because that's going to be the first thing that once the season's over that we'll deal with, and dealing with our own free agents, trying to get them signed, and then also, looking at some of the college guys. So kind of touching all the bases right now.
John Elway, Russell, and a group of Broncos decision makers will get to see college players up close and personal in Indianapolis. For Russell, it'll be his 16th combine.
I know I've developed philosophies. I've learned a lot from people I've worked for, learned a lot from John in terms of wisdom, philosophy. But you're always tweaking that. You know, things happen around the league that you see guys that you've evaluated that you thought a certain thing about that turn out differently or whatnot. You go back, you evaluate those things, find out what you missed, where you were good, where you were bad, and you evaluate yourself. And I think you're always tweaking your philosophy.
Russell says they're always looking for players that will fit the Broncos scheme. And the challenge is meshing what they've seen in workouts with what they've seen on tape.
Some positions, the tape speaks very loud. Other positions, the tape speaks loud, but the workout speaks loud as well. There's a lot of corners out there that are good, feisty, physical corners, but if they run 4-7, they can't play for you.
There's still a long way to go until the actual draft, and free agency is first. But the big board is taking shape.
I think there's some really good players. There's going to be a lot more as the juniors declare. We've still got another few weeks until all those names come in. But right now it's shaping up good, strong at some positions, a few less at others, but I think it'll be a good draft. I think it'll be a deep draft.
Phil Milani, Broncos TV.